Court. With all the hullabaloo surrounding the opposing parties and their campaign promises, pledges and other jockeying for support from Czech voters, it's perhaps easy to forget that free elections are a relatively young phenomenon here. Jiří Dienstbier certainly knows this. He was a dissident under communist rule, during which time he published several underground newspapers and later spent 3 years in prison with Václav Havel. Following the Velvet Revolution, he became the first post-communist Czech Foreign Affairs Minister. Radio Prague's Brian Sabin sat down with a former minister, now a commentator, and started by asking what voting means to him and how his outlook on elections has changed during his lifetime.
Well, it cannot be compared because before 1989 there were de facto no elections. It was just mass support of the candidates of the National Front, and I didn't participate in it because I refused this farce, and so I didn't go vote, and there are a lot of us who didn't do it. Now these are normal elections, and elections are of course important, and it's by now the only way how to influence the political situation in the country. But of course, democracy is not just a question of elections.
Indeed. Now, has your outlook on voting changed now that there have been a few elections?
Now 16 or almost 17 years after the revolution, we have a system of political parties, and you can see a lot of deficiencies of democracy too. You could see it in this year election campaign, where even political parties used more negativism than presentation of the real programs.
Do you see the same sort of enthusiasm today in voters that you saw in the beginning?
No, there was enthusiasm in 1990, maybe somehow even 92. There is practically no enthusiasm today, you see. A lot of people refuse to go to the elections. They are dissatisfied with the politics.
With that in mind, I know that you and many of your friends worked very, very hard to bring about a democratic society. You even spent time in jail. Now that you've seen how it's worked, is it worth it?
Well, now, you see, it is hardly possible to compare it, because before, if you spoke openly, you could go to jail, and many of us just went to jail. Now you have freedom to see whatever you want, to travel, and all these things. It's especially important for young people. When I meet our students in America and Paris and Oxford, if it would have been the only result of the fall of previous regime, it would be absolutely excellent, because these young people will have totally different approach than people who just moved between Žatec and Ostrava.
And what would you like to see in Czech elections in the future? You say that the interest has sort of dropped off since the revolution. What would you like to see to raise awareness and raise interest in politics here?
Well, you see, I'm afraid that it is not only Czech problem, it's a problem of modern mediatic democracy, you see. A lot of people just don't feel that they can influence the situation by participating in the elections. But I'm not pessimist. I think that you always have the possibility to try to influence the events. It doesn't tell if you are successful or not, but if you do nothing, you will not influence anything.
Former dissident and former foreign minister Jiří Dienstbier there, and he was talking to Radio Prague's